What up, baby? This your boy Trey Songz.
This your boy Akon.
DJ Tex Mode Remix King, Big Dog Pitbull.
Yo, this is Christopher.
Yo, this is Thunder Metcha.
Yo, this is Devontae, you know?
Pretty new in the building.
Dreya Tracks, the one and only. Jackie Speaks, aka Jackie the Model.
After some, you already know who it is. This is your boy Talent T. No,
this is DJ Rio Lopez. Back to the beat.
Yo, Kenny Ortega.
Yeah, you are tuned in to UrbanLatinoRadio.com. Let's go!
You're listening to Urban Latino Radio. This is Joe Shock Lopez. Keep it tuned in. Keep it locked.
I'm not afraid to die.
listening to my boy DJ Reg One from Warfire DJs, Washington Heights. You're rocking with Joe Shock Lopez on Urban Latino Radio.
Yes, man, we're interrupting this mix. Interrupt this dance mix real quick for some chatting.
Absolutely, yo, Sha, baby.
How'd you enjoy your President's Day, Sean?
Man, it was just exhausting, man. I was at work. It was a graveyard.
you actually were at work today.
You know, it was just crazy, man. Found out a good friend of mine passed away. Rest in peace, Mike. A good coworker. And, man, life is short out there. You know, value your life. I just saw this gentleman on Friday. I was goofing around with him and everything, and just a sad thing, brother.
Yikes. My President's Day was pretty good. I didn't work, so I got a chance to
rub that one in, will you? That's good. That's good, man.
I got a chance to get up in the morning and go to the gym and just relax a little bit. And now, for those who are interested, I am putting the final touches on my first mix in a very long time. It's a freestyle mix, classic jams from TKA, Coro, George Lamond, Alexander, Apache, some non-famous artists, but some underground freestyle and some famous stuff. It's about 45 minutes long or so. I'm putting the finishing touches on it, and it sounds good. I'm pretty excited, so hopefully by next month I'll have it ready. So I was working on that today.
That's hot, man. By the way, I'm excited about Roger Ortega, man. I got a chance to see him perform live, man. He'll be here in a few, man.
That's right, man. He'll be in the building, and actually, to get you guys pretty excited, we're going to be playing some of his tracks as well when we go speak to him. So keep it locked right here, man. We're going to finish off this mix, man. There's about 13 minutes left, but we'll see how we feel. But keep it locked right here, man. New York City's number one mobile station, UrbanLatinoRadio.com, man.
Go now.
Freestyle Chulo and Joe Shock Lopez here.
Yes, yes. What's up, everybody? A lot of activity in the chat room. Thanks to everyone for joining us.
Yeah, man. You got any shout-outs? Who's in the chat room right now?
Oh, man. We got a lot of people up in the chat room. We have Ome. We have Wilka. We have, I guess, a young lady called Hugs all the way from Atlanta, the ATL, for, you know, tuning in for my man Raj. And, wow, there's just so many activity. Numero Uno's in the house. We'll shout out everybody once we get a chance, man.
Awesome, awesome. And we do have a special guest here today. Why don't you tell everyone who that is?
Yes, yes. Roger Ortega is in the building, my friends, and he'll be on in a little while. First, I want to give a shout out to my man, Frank the Hat Torres, for coming through.
Yes.
Always doing an exceptional job, doing photography here, doing all kinds of things, and he's a great assistant to us at Back to the Beat.
Yeah, man. The best part about Frank the Hat is that he lives up to his name. So I have yet to see him without a hat.
Yeah, man.
On.
He's always wearing that hat. That trademark hat, man. He's looking good in that hat, too. Look at him. Look at him. He's smiling right about now.
So that's very unique that he keeps to that name. I mean, I'm glad that it's not like Frank the Wrench or Frank the Hammer or something like that where I would be afraid to be hanging out with him. But no. He's a
Frank the Hammer. Shout out to Hoboken in the house, too. Hoboken's in the house. Jersey's in the house.
Speaking of Hoboken, I heard that they're canceling the St. Patrick's Day parade this year.
Oh, you kidding?
Apparently, they have just too many issues with debauchery going on in Hoboken. So the mayor decided to cancel the St. Patrick's Day parade. So
damn. Okay.
For those who are looking to get drunk in Jersey, you're going to have to do it in Jersey City next door. They have a... They have a real good parade. My friends from Jersey City, he says they have a great time over there. St. Patrick's Day is fun. It's actually a Saturday this year, so I know a lot of bars are upset about it.
That's a good drinking day, man.
Their weekday drinking is usually.
I want to give a shout out to all my Irish friends, man. And Scruffy Duffy's, I used to frequent that place.
Speaking
man.
Of Irish, the number one country besides the United States who listens to Urban Latino Radio is Ireland. So shout out to you guys.
Beautiful,
out there,
man.
In Ireland. They're probably listening to it right now. We got people from all over the world, man. Speaking of that, I might be doing my tribute to Bulgaria part two soon. I had such fun doing that, and it was
that
such
was hot,
a successful
man. I
show.
That, man.
It was good, man. Playing some Chaga music, playing some European house. It was a great show. People really enjoyed that, man. So looking forward to that, man. We're going to be playing a track from our guest. And then we're going to have him talk to us. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good, man. What are we going to play, though?
We're going to play
Roger Ortega.
We're going to play a track called Calling All Girls.
Oh, man. I got a lot of questions to ask Roger about this title, Calling All Girls.
Yeah, Calling All Girls. And I'm wondering if that's on his business card. Hi, Roger Ortega. Calling All Girls.
I got questions on that one, man.
So
I know it's hot, though. I heard it.
Keep it locked right here, man. New York City's number one mobile station, UrbanLatinoRadio.com.
You're looking good tonight. You're feeling good tonight. It's going down tonight. All right, all right. Hair done, nails did. Looking like a killer. One glance, I'm dead. I can see you really wanna be out with your girl tonight. Your man at home, sitting like a statue, you all alone. He ain't getting at you. If I was him, I'd be loving that body right. If you want a good romance, a real romance, go to the club and give me a chance. Give me a chance to sing to you what your man at home won't do. Calling all girls to the floor, put your hands up. Like that, I can see you really wanna let go, just hang loose tonight. Your vibe's on fire, I can make you hotter. If you need a drink, baby, give me your water. I'll get you soaking wet tonight. If you want a good romance, a real romance, yeah, go to the club and give me a chance. Give me a chance to sing to you what your man at home won't do. Calling all girls to the floor. Put your hands up, 'cause you're beautiful. Put your hands up. Your man ain't around. He doesn't lay it down. He doesn't call you pretty, but I do. Calling all girls to the floor. Put your hands up. So damn beautiful. Put your hands up. Your man ain't around. He doesn't lay it down. He doesn't make you high. I do. Got me on speed dial. Round that pound, you found heaven. Nickname, hitman with a home run, stick game. Belly bonds to bond bonds till it's a lit flame. We can't go crazy. Two bags in a suitcase. Even when I'm lazy, who's bragging? It's true, babe. The cup running over like Stevie Wonder was pouring. Believe me, under these roaring Ralph jeans is good morning. Good romance, a real romance. Go to the club and give the beat a chance. Give me a chance to sing to you. Your man at home won't do.
Calling all girls to the floor. Put your hands up. Put your hands up in the air. Put your hands up.
Your man ain't around. He doesn't lay it down, baby.
He doesn't call you pretty,
but I do.
Calling all girls to the floor. Put your hands up.
So damn beautiful.
Put your hands up.
Your man ain't around. He doesn't lay it down. He doesn't make you high.
We'll be right back.
Yes, UrbanLatinoRadio.com, man. You're tuning into Back to the Beat. Mondays and Tuesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Freestyle Chulo hanging out here with my main man, Joe Shock Lopez.
Yeah, baby. Joe Shock Lopez in the building. Glad to be here, man. Excited because I got a young brother up in here with a lot of talent, man. Yes, 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 indeed, man. I got a lot. Man, first of all, let's start by saying I saw this man recently at the Feel Good Lounge, man, in Secaucus. And I'm honored to have been the host there. My man tore it up. I mean, his passion for the whole thing is evident when you see him on stage doing his thing. And damn, you had some hot dances, by the way, too.
Oh, man, but they're every bit as talented and sweet as they are beautiful, man.
That's excellent, man. Let's go way back. Are you from Kansas?
I am, man. Born and raised Topeka, Kansas.
Topeka. There's people from Topeka in the chat room.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What I'm saying. You know, they're showing you a lot of love.
Oh, they are, man. They've been great. I'm actually going back to Kansas in April 6th. I'm doing a show out there. And this show's probably going to sell out, man. It's going to sell out.
Whereabouts in Kansas is the show?
Topeka, Kansas. Well? It's just outside. Yeah, just about an hour outside of Kansas City. And, yeah, my man Adrian Mosqueda of Mex Productions is helping me put that on. So shout out to him. And it's going to be good, man. You've got actually one artist from here, Amy Leo. She's coming out to do the show. I'm actually doing a fundraiser with her. March 10th in Queens for the LATCP charity. It's basically I let all the children play charity, and what it means is basically it's to help develop parks and for disability disabled children and whatnot, or just so that they can play in the same parks as regular children. So that's March 10th cool. in Queens. Yeah, so I'm gonna do that, and so.
You're doing positive stuff, man. And I know people are fresh from hearing calling all girls. Before we get into that, man, you started songwriting. Is that right? When you were 14 years old?
And, yeah. Actually, you know, my first song I wrote when I was in first grade, and it was called Brush Your Chompers.
Damn, you started early, man.
It wasn't anything like calling all girls. But
I mean, people are just generally like throwing spitballs in the first grade. And you're writing songs. What the?
Yeah. It kept me out of trouble. But yeah, you know, I really started my group when I was 14 years old. My dad was in a band, the Paradise Band, and my uncles and whatnot, and I grew up, you know, in a musical family, and I just would see them on stage and always wanted to be a part of it. So at 14, I thought, you know, nobody's going to hand this to me, you know, and so I started a group with actually Adrian Mosqueda and my cousin Hav, and you know, the group evolved and changed and whatnot. I was inspired by, like, the New Kids on the Block at the time. I really wanted to be like Jordan Knight and all those guys, And so, you know, oddly enough, a lot of my fans, I'd say probably 80% of my fan base are New Kids on the Block fans. And they're called Blockheads. So you'll see me refer to BHs a lot. And when I say BHs, and that's the Blockheads. But when I say Roros, those are my peeps.
Cool. You belong to an original group that was out pretty known, right? Back then? Some group you belonged to.
Well,
you mentioned.
It was, I think the Mex Mix was the first group. And locally we were okay. You know, we were known. And then the group eventually became Slow Motion. And that's when we kind of took off a little bit and started touring with like Color Me Bad and doing you know, opening up. We opened up for like Jay-Z and all sorts of people, man. We were doing our thing for a while.
So you got a taste of the business out
a
there.
A little bit, yeah. But then, you know, then it went south, you know, like just the whole business is
about
the
to
business
come right
part
back
of
up,
it.
You know?
Yeah, man, I walked away and here I am, man. I tried to put it behind me, but it came back and bit me and here I am, man. Yeah,
that's really cool because you write for a lot of people and you do all those things. And then just to start a group, that's awesome, man. And
yeah,
to get back in the swing of things.
That's it, man. I, you know, just got to stay on it. My wife encouraged me for years. She's like, you know, when I was doing nothing, she's like, you know, I would write at home and it would stay in the bedroom. Like I'd write, you know, that's where I write. That's what I mean, stay in the bedroom, by the way.
And by the way, is your wife listening right now?
Most certainly is.
Because we're going to put you on the spot, man. Calling all girls, man.
Well, you know.
Is that a title your wife approved of?
You know, I have to.
Great song, by the way. Great song.
Thanks, man. She approves of pretty much everything, every bit of music that I put out.
You know, I'm just kidding.
No. It's all good, man.
Having a little fun over here.
I got to say, she was a groupie. That's how I met her. So she knows the deal. No.
Well, that's hilarious, man. Yeah. She's listening out. She's a sweetheart, though.
She's
very nice,
wonderful,
man.
Wonderful.
And I wish she was here, man, with you. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, she's got to hold the home front down. You know, we got a little one at home, and they're listening. So hi, guys.
God bless, man. God bless.
But yeah, no, she.
How'd you come up with that concept, man?
Quite honestly, it was the producer, J-Mo Beats, that did the track. And when I was looking through his tracks, I just saw Calling All Girls, and I was like, let me just listen to this. And it had this really nice, like, neo vibe to it.
Yeah,
and I was like, what am I going to write about? And I'm like, Calling All Girls. That title just stuck with me. But I didn't want it to be about, like, you know, hey, Calling All Girls, come get down with me. This was more about calling all girls to the dance floor, letting the music be that guy that's not telling them they're pretty, or, you know. Because, I mean, you know, quite honestly, a lot of girls don't get told, believe it or not, that they're pretty enough. You know, they don't get told they're beautiful. And if nobody's going to do it, I'm going to do it. Because I truly believe that every single woman is beautiful, you know. And
absolutely.
Every single, inside
absolutely,
and out, man.
Man.
Every inside and out. So that's what that song's really about, man. Just going out with your girls, having a good time, and letting me sing to you.
Absolutely. Hey, Chulo, you got any questions for my man over here?
I do have one. This question isn't from me. This question is from someone out here in the chat room. They're saying that you got kicked off Fiesta stage at 15. What was that all about?
Oh, they're trying to blow your spot up, man.
Yeah,
they're trying to blow your live on Urban Latino Radio.
That's right.
Everything comes out, baby.
Yeah, you know, we were just talking about the Mex Mix. That was my first incarnation, my first jump into performing, and we were young, man. And at the time, I took Color Me Bad was one of my major influences, and we did this song, I Want to Sex You Up, and I didn't think about it, man. We were doing it for the Fiesta, which was a fundraiser for the church. It just happened the stage was right next to the church, and like right in the middle of the song, like the priest comes up and you know, kind of grabs me by the collar and pulls me down to him, and it is like, you need to stop this right now. This is a family show. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even think about that, you know. Duh. But, you know, I'm kind of, you know, it is what it is. And you know, we became the bad boys of the Fiesta after that. So they didn't have us back for a while.
So. Oh, man. There's some dangerous questions floating around the chat room today.
Oh, dangerous.
That's good stuff. If anybody in the chat room has any more questions, please let us know. That was a good one, man. And on that note, I'm going to play another track from Roger Ortega, When the Lights Go Down. So on,
that sounds good, man.
A nice segue into that.
Yes.
And we'll ask him a little bit about what that song is about. It's When the Lights Go Down, it's kind of when I take my glasses off, I can't see anything. So keep it locked right here, man. Urban Latino Radio, New York City's number one mobile station.
R&B pop writer, come on. Omni Blaze, yeah, come on, yeah, come on, yeah.
When the lights go down,
come on, yeah, 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 yeah. You know what we're gonna do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
No sense waiting. Just come in with me. Way past fading. Up in VIP. Let's dance like no tomorrow. You move just like a model. We empty in the bottle. Our bodies close and sweating. My hands got no discretion. No man is not a question. Cause you're mine for the night. So girl, go grab your girls and make the most of tonight. The most of tonight. Boys, I got my boys. We'll make the most of tonight. Play my joint, so loud talking no point, but I can hear you that your body is saying, what happens, stay here, I won't tell if you won't tell, we can play here, let's dance like no tomorrow, you move just like a model, we empty in the bottle,
DJs.
Com, man, you're listening to Back to the Beat with Freestyle Chulo and Joe Shock Lopez.
Yes, indeed.
With our special guest, Roger Ortega.
That's me.
Yeah, Raj, man. I think your auntie said hello to you in the chat room. Aunt Rosie's in the house.
Hey, Aunt Rosie, how are you? Well, I guess you can't answer, can you?
You know, try to give everybody shout outs. It's kind of hard. We get a lot of activity. We'll get everybody.
Yeah, do you have any shout outs? Anybody you want to
I do, man. First off, you know, I got to thank my label, Menachie's Records, for basically taking a leap of faith with me, man. You know, I hadn't been doing anything for years and you know, got to these guys and came in as a writer. And, you know, through a series of fortunate events, somehow managed to get back on stage. So definitely shout out to them. DJ Dave from the Sugar Hill Gang has also been a really driving force behind, my resurgence. He's really been like a mentor to me this round. Excuse me. And you know, definitely gotta give shout outs to the producers and my number one producer, Omni Blaze, who's really helped me get this album done. He's producing a lot of the tracks. We've collaborated on a lot of the tracks. I'm happy to say that I've written every song on the album. And you know, so shout out to him, JMO Beats, for Calling All Girls. Shout out to Tony Sway, who got me a couple tracks for the album as well. Tony Sway actually just did a few songs on Frankie J's new album, which just came out a couple months ago. So yeah, definitely that. Got a shout out to my Roros, all my Roros. I love you all. My Sinful Saturday Night Girls, my Who else? My Southern Sexies. Like, there's all these different groups,
Sinful,
you know.
Saturday Night and Southern Sexies.
Yeah,
wow.
You know, there's different groups. There's different groups of Roros, man. And, you know, so in my Drunkards, got to give it up to my Drunkards. And I'm loving everybody, man. Every single person. Even if you're not in a group, you know, one thing I will say about all my followers and yeah, they're all so supportive, and they're all trying to get me to the next level. And you can tell, you know, we've been talking about how interactive they're being on this, on your wall.
I'm just trying to catch up to everything here.
They're great, man. And I do my best as an artist to respond to every single tweet, man. It's hard, and it's a lot of work, and it's getting harder and harder with more and more fans, you know. But I try to respond to all of you. And if I can't get to all of you, I'm sorry, but I try. You know, I love you all. So, and I got to shout out to my wife, of course.
Of course. Shout out to your wifey out there listening.
Yeah.
And I want to give a special shout out to Lisa D, you know.
Yes.
Big Daddy Entertainment. Definitely. Also, Jackie in the house, everybody from Big Daddy Entertainment listening in.
I want to give a shout out to them because, again, they've been tremendous in introducing me to you guys, getting me that show last week. And Big Daddy is the real deal. That's what's up. So.
Most definitely. Talk about that track we just heard a little while ago, man.
When the Lights Go Down, that song was I'm going to say it was inspired by events in Las Vegas. I went down to Las Vegas. I was invited by DJ Dave to go down. They were playing for a Justin Timberlake benefit show. And I was invited to go down and do some networking and whatnot. And I wrote that song on the plane ride home, actually. So shout out to lovely Laura. There it is. I'm easy. You know, Joe is showing me some stuff. I'm trying to read it and talk, but
at the same time, man, we're multitasking, baby. We're multitasking over here.
You know, but that's what that song is really about. It's you know, I was at a club in Vegas and met up with some people and just watched things go down, and I was like, this is a song waiting to happen. So I wrote it on the plane ride home, and here you go. That's where that song comes from. So
it's very hot, man. Can like somebody like pick this up like on iTunes or
Calling All Girls? They can definitely pick up on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, pretty much anywhere digital music is sold. But you can definitely pick it up on iTunes for sure. The album will be available the same way. I'll actually have hard copies of that to sell at shows. I'm looking for that to be done mid-March. I'm trying to wrap it up in the next week and a half so it can be out mid-March. Deadlines are kind of crazy. I got a lot going on. So what's today's Monday? I'm here with you. Tomorrow I'm in the studio working on a beautiful ballad that I wrote it. And it's kind of a sad song, man. It's a, you know, we were talking about your friend passing away.
Yeah,
the tragic. The song is called Angel by Your Side, and it was inspired by a friend of mine who lost his little boy. Like they found out that he was sick. You know, the little boy was 3 years old. Found out he had a terminal illness, and like 3 months later, the child was gone. And so I wrote this song to comfort the parents. They haven't heard it yet, but it's a beautiful song, and it's produced by Phil Carroll from RAD, and he's a tremendous producer, well known, well respected in the New York community. And I heard the track this morning, man, and it brought tears to my eyes, you know. So I can't wait to do the vocals for it. It's a nice like Bee Gees kind of 70s ballad type feel to it. So. You know, that's one thing about this album is it really truly is a little bit of something for everybody, man. There's like the R&B, there's the pop, there's the dance, there's some beautiful ballads and just some stuff to kind of chill to, and it's going to be
versatile, man.
Yeah, man. The album, you know, for the first time I'm telling people what it's going to be called. It's going to be called R&B Pop Writer, which is the name that I go by on Twitter, and it's kind of what I go by and because that's what I do, man. And this album is going to be all of that, man. R&B pop. And so we'll get that out to you guys hopefully on time. but if I can announce, like, you know, a couple things real quick.
Of course.
This is really for like my New York area fans. I'm going to be performing, like I said, March 10th for the LATCP fundraiser in Queens at the Vault. That show's at 8:00. I just talked to someone today. I will be doing be part of a New York show on March 28th.
You said you're going to be at the Vault?
Yeah, it's like a
Wait a minute, that's like an S&M club, isn't it? Back in the days?
Or well,
is it in New York?
It will be when I get there.
Hey, that's a freaky club.
No,
man.
No, it's not. I remember
the vault, man. I've had so many stories of the vault, man.
It's not that vault. This one's in Queens.
Oh, I'm kidding. You're silly. Trying to get you. Remember the vault out there, everybody? The vault is freaky, man.
It's a potluck.
The club scene in New York City knows the vault is freaky.
Yeah. Okay.
So you won't see Roger there. It's the wrong vault, man. It's
right. If you don't say, I won't be the dude with the mask on. That's for sure. So, or I might be. You never know, man. But you know, my announcement is March 28th. I'll be doing a show. It's a Wednesday. I don't have all the details just yet. I just got the call today. It's going to be part of this bigger show. I think the Iphonics is they're the headlining act, and I'll be part of that. This will be give you guys just another sample of what I do. I have yet to announce my full on New York show. I'm happy to say I'm going to be in Miami June 6th.
Man, I'm going to miss you. I'll be out there in March, man.
I might have to go out there with you in March, man.
Come on, man. March 16th to the 25th.
I mean, I'll make it back if I go with y'all, though, man. That's a it's but
Heather will kill you.
Heather will
Heather
kill me.
Heather will murder you
yes.
out there.
Yeah.
Heather,
and then she'll come for you.
Heather.
And then she'll come for you guys. So, April or June 6th is going to be a big show for me because I'll get to perform in front of a lot of these fans that follow me on Twitter and whatnot. Because it's a kickoff. The next day is the New Kids on the Block cruise. And so it's been funny because a lot of these girls have been trying to get me on that cruise for a few months. And I really can't. I can't do that, you know. But as much as I'd love to, I can't do that. But I'm doing the next best thing. I'm performing for a book release party for this woman, Aslan Chance, who wrote a book. She's written a couple books. This is called The Commitment. And, you know, I'm lucky enough to be a part of her party to kick off the cruise and her book, and go check her out, AslanChance.com. You know, she's doing some really good things. So,
oh, that's excellent, man. I just want to say, everybody's like, wow, writing in, and it's overwhelming over here. I'm trying to type back. But shouts to Oakland for checking in.
Oakland,
much love.
Well, Oakland is my neighborhood that I grew up in Topeka. That is, you know, Oakland born and raised. I say that a lot. It was a big Hispanic community, and I've got nothing but love from that community, and they've supported myself, of course, and my family. You know, major shout-outs to Oakland. Major shout-outs
to ATL also giving you love out
there. What up, Hugs?
Texas is giving you love out there.
Oh, I love Texas. And, you know, I'm probably a little premature in announcing this, but Mex Mix Productions is in talks with San Antonio for me to participate in the fiesta down there. We don't know if that's going to happen, and I feel now that I said it, it's probably not, but we're working on that, man.
And
we're
love
working
from
on that.
Virginia and Philly also.
Oh my God, so much love from the South, man. And Philly, I got to get out to Philly. You know what? I got a lot of Canada love, Canadian love.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, man. I love my Canada girls, man. There's a lot of love, man. A lot of love for all of you, and I'm gonna be working with someone hopefully to get out to Ohio soon. So I mean, I'm working to get to you all. I really am. I'm trying. I've just got to have enough fans in the area to support me coming out there. You know, I can't come out there and play to three people.
That's pretty awesome. I think we're gonna play one of your tracks. When I first heard this track, I was like, wow, man, very good track. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. It reminded me of Trey Songz. He had a song called "I Just Can't Wait" or something like that, in that fashion.
Right. I think you also mentioned
just the title, not the song
itself.
Yeah.
No. Who was the guy? You know, we were talking at the show last week, and you told me. I can't think of that. Craig David. Was it you that told me that?
Yeah,
it kind of reminded.
I did. When I first heard the track, yeah, a little bit. It reminded me of that UK feel from Greg David.
Yeah, yeah.
And man, that's nothing but a compliment.
No,
Greg David,
I appreciate
awesome.
It. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
And you have a distinctive sound though, but some similarities to
right.
What
absolutely.
I heard. And I'm loving the R&B sound. And it's
thank
great,
you,
man.
Thank you. Yeah. So this is.
I can't wait to hear the dance mixes on the album, man. Love the house.
But you know, George Mena is a tremendous. Can you imagine? That'd be sick, man. Right?
There you go, buddy.
So so I can't wait. You guys getting ready to play that? I'm getting ready to actually shoot a video for that this coming weekend. So I'm excited about that. It'll be my first true music video.
Can you disclose information where the shoot will be, or is it open to the public? Or
no, it's not. It's going to be a private video because there's some private things going on in this video. Radio. My wife will be. She will. She has. Yes, I've asked her to attend. But I know it's going to be shot in Jersey City at a friend's apartment. Actually, this part of my creative team. They're doing the design for the album and t-shirts and whatnot. So I'm at so much going on, man. This week is crazy. I'm doing the album shoot with my boy from Rosario Zanetti is doing the album cover. And we're doing that Wednesday night, and then I'm back in the studio. I'm in the studio Wednesday. I'm in the studio Thursday. So much, man. So much, but it's gonna be great. I can't complain.
It, may I say, and loving it.
Loving it.
And my man Freestyle Chulo is gonna cue up this track. You guys are gonna love it.
Beautiful.
My man Roger Ortega, introduce your track to the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is I Can't Wait.
I'm anticipating what we're doing tonight. The plan is to pick you up, take you out on the town, and we gon' do it right. Do it right. I know that you've been waiting, I've been waiting too. So let's wrap these plans tonight and do what we wanna do. Cause I can't wait to get up to you. To be wasting, ain't no hesitating. What we gonna do now? What we gonna do now? Girl, your love is addicting, and I'd be remiss if I didn't get it right now. Chest, I can feel your beating heart. Lights go down and we make it dark. Radio on and the clothes come off. Like Marvin, let's get it on. Can't wait to touch you, to kiss you. Feeling good tonight. It's going down tonight. Alright, alright. Hair done, nails did. Looking like a killer. One glance, I'm dead. I can see you really wanna be out with your girl tonight. Your man at home, sitting like a statue. You all alone. He ain't getting at you. If I was him, I'd be loving that body. Right. If you want a good romance, a real romance, come to the club and give the beat a chance. Give me a chance to sing to you what your man at home won't do. Calling all girls to the floor, put your hands up, 'cause you're beautiful, put your hands up, your man
like that. I can see you really wanna let go. Just hang loose tonight. Ooh, your vibe's on fire. I can make you hotter. If you need a drink, baby, I can be your water. I'll get you soaking wet tonight. If you want a good romance, real romance, yeah, come to the club and give me a chance. Give me a chance to sing to you what your man at home won't do.
Calling all girls to the floor. Put your hands up, cause you're beautiful. Put your hands up.
Your man ain't around, he doesn't lay it down, babe.
He doesn't call you friend, but I do. Calling all girls to the floor. Put your hands up, so damn beautiful. Put your hands up.
Your man ain't around, he doesn't lay it down. He doesn't make you high,
but I do.
Got me on speed dial, hit pound seven. Cause every round I pound, he found heaven. Nickname, hitman with a home run, stick game. Barry Bonds, your bonbons, till it's a lit flame. We can't be going crazy, two bags in a suitcase. Even when I'm lazy, who's bragging, it's true, babe. The cup run the door, but like Stevie Wonder was pouring. Believe me, under these roaring Ralph jeans is good morning.
If you want a good romance, a real romance, come to the club and give me a chance. Give me a chance to sing to you what your man at home won't do.
Calling all girls to the floor. Put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
Your man ain't around. He doesn't lay it down, babe.
He doesn't call you pretty,
but I do.
Calling all girls to the floor. Put your hands up.
So damn beautiful.
Put your hands up.
Your man ain't around. He doesn't lay it down.
He doesn't make you high,
but I do. I do.
Yes. Woo. Urban Latino Radio, man, hanging out here with Roger Ortega.
Roger Ortega, man, that was a hot track, bro.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I gotta say, give a shout out to my mom and my dad as well. You know, my mom
and mom and dad.
Yeah, no, my dad, you know, for basically teaching me how to dream and just never give up on it. My mom for teaching me how to follow through with stuff. You know, she's been a real rock to me, you know. So I gotta thank my mom and definitely my brothers, cool, and my sister and everybody. So
wow, I'm trying to catch up to all the activity.
I know it's blowing up, man.
It's blowing the hell up, man.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking at it, trying to see things on Twitter and respond. I just
hi
can't.
Hi to Wumi. Wumi's in the house. Miss Bubby,
what up?
Booby, or is it Booby?
I don't know. I think it might be Bubby.
It might be
Booby's Bubby. Funnier to say. Somebody better, more faces. Fun to say. Four Faces. That's my little brother, Rico Ortega. He's actually going to be performing at my Kansas show April 6th, and tickets are currently on sale. And guys, I'm telling you, you got to get your tickets now because they're starting to pick up.
I got a discount, man?
Man, you got two free passes, man. But you got to fly out, though.
I'll get
you.
VIP, baby?
You know you do. You
Frank,
know you do.
Frank the Hat will be in the house, too.
And oh, Frank gets right. that. He gets that press pass.
A little press pass in the house.
Man. Yeah, man. Yeah. So
these people got to see you live, man. I had a pleasure seeing you live, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I need some of that energy, man.
You know,
drink some Red Bull before you go on stage or something.
No, oddly enough, I was going to, but no, man, I didn't because it was such a late show. You know, I knew it was going to be around 11:30. I didn't think it was going to be 12:45 in the morning that I was going on. But you know, I think the adrenaline from feeding off the crowd you know, just the excitement of being up on stage, you know, really helped.
In all seriousness, man, it was a great show, great energy. People out there, if you get a chance to see my man Roger Ortega, wherever he's playing, check him out. You can add me on Facebook, Joe Shock Lopez, as well. And, you know, Roger will relay information to me as well, you know, about his tour dates, and I'll put them up for you guys so you can check them out. I'm telling you, it's guaranteed admission. My man rips it up.
Yeah, it's thank you very much. I'm excited to get to these places and do what I does, so to speak. I see that people are requesting that song, which is cool. George Mena is currently mixing the actual final version of the song. So, you know, we got a rough draft that you guys can play in a little bit, I feel like I'm forgetting so many things that I want to say and so many people, you know.
You know, it's just like too many though.
I know, right?
They all love you and you love them back.
Oh,
you
man,
know what what I'm saying?
You know, I say, I, when I tell them good night every night, man, I say from
it's a blessing, brother.
I say from beginning to end, I love you all. Good night, and I mean that, man. This is, you know, the beginning. This is only the beginning, and people are coming on board, you know, with me, and it's a blessing, man. I'm truly blessed to have the support that the supporters that I do, the fans that I do, and this is the beginning, and they'll hopefully be with me to the end, because I'm definitely going to be with them to the end.
Absolutely, man. You got a wonderful head on your shoulders, and I just wish you the best in the industry. Thank you. A guy who's been in the industry since the early 90s. And
yeah, man.
Wish you all the best.
I appreciate it.
And
appreciate
it. You're going to do your thing, man.
I am, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I am. The album comes
out
next
month. So people
support
my man.
Oh, that was the other thing. March 23rd. I forgot. How could I forget? The album release party will be March 23rd at Gizzy's Cafe on West 8th Street. Now, Gizzy's, I'm going back to Gizzy's because they were the first people to kind of let me back up on stage, you know, a few months ago and give me a shot and allow me to kind of build my little fan base. So I'm going to give back, and hopefully we'll pack the house at Gizzy's on the 23rd. You guys come out, buy the CD before it goes online. Might maybe have some Roger Ortega or RO is what I say, RO shirts, some merchandise or whatever. Get some RO hugs. Y'all know that I give great hugs, and I love giving hugs. Love giving hugs. And so come on out and hang out with me for a little bit. It'll be at 8 o'clock. And then, of course, I'd love for y'all to come out and see the show March 28th, Wednesday, March 28th. It'll be an early show. So come on out after work, grab some drinks. That'll be at Sullivan Hall down in Soho. So
that's hot, man. That's hot. Chulo, any questions for my man over here?
No, man. I think he pretty much nailed everything on the head, man. You seem to have a lot of followers, man. Everybody's really excited to go to your shows and head out there. So
they're beautiful people, man.
You know,
don't
forget about us when you get out there.
Right? Urban Latino Radio, man. A family over here. You
that's
know.
Right.
Feel free to come back whenever you have some time.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. As a special bonus to all the fans out there, I'm going to play all the tracks that we were playing today, including This Is What I Does Right Now, in a row. And then
after that,
you'll get to say your goodbye. So
perfect.
It's a great way to kind of thank all the fans and on all the listeners. I think we have a record listenership today for our show. This is about as high as I've seen it in a very long time. So thank you. And thanks to all the listeners and the fans out there for tuning in, man. So introduce your track, This Is What I Does.
This Is What I Does is it's my song from, this one represents my Oakland peeps. This is the kind of car you bump in your ride. So, and I know my Oakland peeps be bumping it in their rides. So, shout out to y'all. I love you. This Is What I Does.
This is an R&B pop writer. Mina Keys production. Yeah. Come on. It's like, yeah. Come on. It's like
Saturday night to be bumping in my ride. I need a hottie, need a shorty by my side. Gonna be rolling, rolling so deep. I need somebody to be rolling, rolling with me. I need somebody with a body, custom made for my seat. So if you're with it, girl, said if you're with it, girl, come and get it, girl. I got a glance, a glimpse into tonight. I look into the future as soon as you walk by. I see us winning, we have to spend it. Mess up the linens, cause this is what I do. This is what I do. This is what I got.
Your vibe's on fire. drink, baby. Give me your water, I'll get you soaking wet tonight. If you want a good romance, real romance, give me a chance to sing to you what your man at home won't do.
Calling all girls to the floor, put your hands up. Nickname, hitman with a home run, stick game. Barry Bonds, your bonbons, till it's a lit flame. Camp going crazy, two bags in a suitcase. Even when I'm lazy, who's bragging, it's true, babe. The cup you wanna throw, but like Stevie Wonder was pouring. Believe me, under these roaring brown jeans is good morning.
Good romance, a real romance. Go to the club and give me a chance. Give me a chance to sing to you what your man at home won't do.
Calling all girls to the floor, put your hands up,
put your hands up,
put your hands up.
No man ain't around, he doesn't lay it down, baby.
He doesn't call you pretty,
but I do.
Calling all girls to the floor, put your hands up,
so damn beautiful,
put your hands up.
No man ain't around, he doesn't lay it down,
he doesn't make you high.
R&B pop writer, come on, Omni Blaze, yeah, come on, yeah, come on, yeah, come on, yeah, 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 come on, you know what we gonna do, right?
No sense waiting, just coming with me. Way past fading, up in VIP. Let's dance like no tomorrow. You move just like a model. We empty in the bottle. Our bodies close to sweating. My hands got no discretion. No man is not a question, cause you're my fault. Play my joint, so loud talking no point, but I can hear that your body is saying, what happens stays here. I won't tell if you won't tell, we can play here. Let's dance like no tomorrow, you move just like a model. We empty in the bottle, you came to roll the dice, your body's melting ice. This moment was only meant to last for one night, so
go grab your girls and make them more.
back.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, baby.
UrbanLatinoRadio.com, man. Freestyle Chulo hanging out here with Joe Shock Lopez.
Joe Shock in the... You forgot my name, man. Joe Shock Lopez in the building. And also Frank the Hat's over here, man. Chilling
what up,
with
Frank?
Us.
Yeah, Frank the Hat is all quiet over here, but he's been taking some pictures. Hopefully we'll get to see those. And Frank the Hat. Shout out to Frank the Hat, who's been supporting. And Roger Ortega, who's been here with us, man. Great guest. A lot of people tuned in today. So thank you for that. And that just means that you're on the right track.
Yeah, I think so, man. You know, I feel like there's, you know, a majority of my fans are probably 28 plus. And I feel like there is an entire demographic of women that's being ignored by pop music, man, pop and R&B. And hey, man, there are beautiful women out there that need love, and I'm here to give it to them. And that's what I'm here to do. So I love you all, Roros. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we're breaking records over here, it looks like. I looked at the charts, and they were climbing pretty well over here. And I can't thank you all enough for turning in. And I would be remiss to not give, you know, the number one girl in my life a shout out. Talia, daddy will be home soon. I love you so much, and you know, we've got a lot of big things coming, baby girl. I love you, and Heather, I love you too.
Awesome, man. Thank you, everyone, for listening, man. We're about to get up out of here. The VIP pass show is next.
One last thing, man.
let me just mention the next show real quick. VIP pass show with Rosie, DJ Supreme, and Saint. So they'll be here at 8 p.m. And you got the floor for the last.
I love Rosie and DJ Supreme. They're going to be up in the house. So stay tuned right there. Mad shouts to everybody. All the love for Roger Ortega in the house. He did his thing. Alyssa, I forgot to say hello to Alyssa Soto from last week's guest. She was great. And don't forget to tune in, man. Mondays and Tuesdays, back to the beat from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And I'll be back next week with some underground house music on Monday.
That
join
is
me.
Yes. Join him next week. I'll be here tomorrow. Don't know what I'm playing yet, but I wanted to play my mix, but it's not quite ready. So I'll figure it out sometime tomorrow, and then I'll tweet it. So go ahead and go ahead and check it out. And you are listening to Urban Latino Radio, New York City's number one mobile station. Keep it locked right.